Part 2. That was the end of the first part of Paris. Paris was never to be the same again, although it was always Paris, and you changed, and it changed. Ernest Hemingway, A Movable Feast. Chapter 6. Along with bottomless grief, death brings a rich bounty of practical problems. I decide to sell my home of 25 years. The Central Park West apartment, which once housed 4 people, is much too big for me and too crowded with the ghosts of past lives. Nor can I afford it. I do not let myself imagine what it will actually feel like to pack up 25 years of accumulated life and pull another door shut behind me. During this first year after Richard's death, I am not looking for more pain. But I have to start pruning. This is akin to an archaeological expedition. The visible part of our home, consisting of furniture, pictures, and books, is just the most recent layer of civilization. There are invisible layers beneath. I begin in our building's storage room. There, under the broken cane chair from our Budapest apartment, wedged between my ex-husband Peter Jennings' grandfather's sea chest and Richard's ancient ski boots, is a plastic storage bin. The label, in my father's handwriting, says, Kati, Paris Letters. So my parents saved those long-ago missives. Of course they would. We left so much behind when we abandoned our homeland in 1957. They weren't about to toss out any precious mementos of our new lives in America. My father spent his final year living here with Richard and me.